What? You've returned for more? How delightful to know that you like what you're hearing. Truly, it does so much good for your little old Vault Keeper's heart. Collection. Oh goodness, I'm getting a little lump in my bony throat. And this story is going to put a little chill down the back of your crooked spine. Listen, if you dare. It's time for the Werewolf Legend. Walter Mallory. Walter Mallory of the Dartmoor Mallorys from Devon, England. A rather handsome man he is, but it's a full moon tonight, and he is most definitely not handsome, nor a man. Are you, Walter?
I am a man. I am an English man. And I have lived for years where my family has resided for over five generations. Born and bred to be a gentleman, I always thought myself sane and normal. Sane. What's sanity? Normal. What's normal? I don't know anymore. Not now, anyway. Not when these horrible changes come over my body. Not when the very blood that courses through my veins hungers to kill. Not when, in the light of the full moon, the fury that is deep within overwhelms me. Yes. He knows I'm out here. He knows he won't get away. I have the moon on my side. I have boiling blood. Ah, I'm so hungry. I'm not a man. Not anymore. I am... Fear in that stranger's heart that drives his legs. Fear that makes me joyous and exultant. The chemicals. His endorphins. His adrenaline running through his veins will be mine. He is trapped. He falls. I feel the rumble before I realize. I let out a guttural growl I would never have thought myself capable of. That night, by the light of the moon, I feast. Is blank after the kill. I find myself in bed, dimly recalling, tossing, turning, moaning in my sleep. God, what an awful nightmare. And yet, in the bathroom mirror, I stare into a snout, a hairy, ugly snout. No, it wasn't a dream. Blood on the windowsill. A shredded jacket on the veranda. And on my sheets. Blood. Mercifully, I fainted. When I awaken, I find my room has been cleaned up, at least organized and wiped of the blood. I am me again. But for how long? Pops?
Of course, sir.
One moment. Come in. What day is it, Pops?
I'm sorry, sir.
No, never mind. What is it, Pops?
Your cousin Gregory is here, and he has been waiting all morning for you to join him for breakfast.
Yes. Yes. Thank you. Let him know I'll be down directly.
Very good, sir.
Ah, good morning, Walter.
Good morning, Gregory.
Have a seat. God, you don't seem to have slept terribly well.
I didn't sleep at all. I was plagued with nightmares.
Walter, I've told you before, the mind has a mind of its own. You just need to learn to control it.
I've never... It was so real.
Well, I see this sort of thing in the office all the time. A patient comes in and they've worked themselves into a far bigger tizzy than the initial problem.
I'll be fine.
Here, have some tea.
Thank you. I'm quite thirsty, actually.
Just take it easy today. Pobbs has everything under control, don't you, Pobbs?
Indeed, sir. The morning paper.
Yes, thank you, Pobbs.
And don't worry yourself with news you can't do anything about.
What a horror.
Like now, for example.
Gregory, the police found a man's body on the Old Moor Road, torn to shreds. The work of a beast of some kind.
Well, you definitely can't do anything about that. Sounds like a case for Sherlock Holmes.
Gregory!
What? Apologies, cousin, just a little joke. The Hound of the Baskervilles.
No, it's not that. The man who died, it's...
It's what? Well, let's have a look. Oh, yes. I remember him. Tommy Faversham? Unsavory sort of character he was.
He most certainly was.
Did I kill him? Was I the beast?
Apologies, sir. It's not right to speak ill of the dead.
Oh, please, Pobbs. No apologies necessary. He was a ne'er-do-well who... Walter?
What?
All right, Walter. I don't like the way you look. Going to send over a prescription this afternoon, something to help you sleep. Pobbs, can you go to the chemist and retrieve it?
Absolutely, sir.
Good. I don't want him going out.
Doctor's orders.
Doctor's orders. You will stay in and take it easy. Feed up by the fire and all that. Perhaps some reading in the library. I found some absolutely fascinating family documents you might like. You being the genealogist and all.
What would I do without you, old man?
Well, you and I are all that's left, my friend. We need to take care of ourselves. Although I will say the Mallorys have had quite the run.
Let's hope it's not ending.
All right. Off to the office. Well, I see you for dinner.
Of course, of course.
Thank you, Pops. Walter?
Certainly, sir. Anything to eat then, sir?
Just tea for now.
Very good, sir.
I was so relieved the night after the next full moon. I hadn't become a werewolf. I started to think I was normal again, for lack of a better word. And I fell into a pattern. Breakfast with Gregory, lunch in the library, hours in the library, days in the library, dinner with Gregory. Some nights we'd go out. Most nights he'd go out, while I would stay in the library, researching the family genealogy. It was after the first week of my return to normalcy that I finally made my way down the stack to the series of ancient family manuscripts that Gregory thought were absolutely fascinating. Absolutely fascinating, he thought. My blood actually chilled as I read, unable to tear my eyes from the old vellum. A family legend about real werewolves. The first Mallory werewolf was Edmund. He had gone on a crusade, and when he returned, he was different. Something had changed deep within him. At the full of the moon, a strange transition came over him. His features coarsened, hair sprouted all over him. Edmund made no attempt to hide what he was. Edmund went forth from the castle by the light of the full moon, full of hate and the lust to kill. All of the locals knew to stay in, and he was forced to subdue his urges with domesticated animals. The sounds of this assault carried through the village and brought shivers down the spines of all who heard. The next Mallory to possess the lycanthropic germ in his blood was Dennis, Baron of Moonscroof. It is said of him that he ran with a pack of wild wolves and was himself the thirstiest of all. Down through the years, the taint descended. The last known Mallory wolf was Arthur. In 1827, he was cornered and shot by an angry mob. The silver bullets provided by his own mother. It's not the last. The hereditary trait has come down to me. I am cursed with the genetic taint.
Did you call? Are you all right?
Yes, just not feeling well. Please give Gregory my apologies, but I wish to dine in my room tonight.
Of course, sir. Please. I'll straighten up here.
Hollow-eyed and bleary, I stumble into bed. All I want to do is sleep, uninterrupted. Sleep is not to stay. I awake. I feel hairs growing on my cheeks. I feel my teeth lengthening, becoming fangs. I cannot explain it. I want to run. Yes! Outside, on the moors, under the night sky, under the full moon. I jump. Free in the woods. Cool, clear air. I feel the breeze as I move effortlessly over surfaces I become one with. And I smell flesh. My tongue swells and my jaw drips saliva. She's not far away. I'll be able to catch her easily. But I had not reckoned on the horse. The animal scents me. It shies in fright and tries to save its rider or itself. It must know both is not possible.
Easy, boy, easy. Whew, what made you all jittery all of a sudden? Do you hear something?
A scream gurgles in her throat and trails off. And I do my work. Once again. I awaken with blood smeared across my face. Once again, the gravity of what I've become nearly causes me to faint. I've become a monster. To protect innocent people, someone must kill me. Excuse me. Excuse me. But I need to talk to somebody.
Don't we all, sir?
Officer, was there a woman murdered on the moors near Devon last night?
Why are you asking?
Please, was there someone...
Yeah, matter of fact, there was. Why, what do you know about it?
Officer, I know this is going to sound ridiculous, but there's a long-standing legend that the Mallory Mansion is a...
Sir?
A lair for a werewolf. I have reason to believe that it was this creature that killed this woman and the man who was killed last month.
You're absolutely right.
I am?
Yes, that is the most ridiculous thing I ever heard. Door's that way.
I'm completely serious.
Yes, so am I. You can see the door right behind you.
Where? Who's the officer in charge? Please.
Yeah, bloody hell. Stories to bring in the tourists. All right, Cord, got a live one for you.
Yes, sir. Can I help you, Mr.
Mallory. Walter Mallory.
Inspector Max Corn, Scotland Yard. It's in regards to the Wells killing.
I believe a werewolf killed those people.
A werewolf?
Inspector, there are manuscripts and documents that have been in the Mallory family for generations. My cousin Gregory is sort of the family historian.
Dr. Gregory Mallory?
You know him, then?
Yeah, psychiatrist he is. Given us insight into the criminal mind he has. Poppycock, you ask me.
But after a brief explanation...
So, next full moon. Suppose I have your place of residence surrounded in case the werewolf appears.
Splendid, sir. Exactly as I hoped. And when you see the beast, shoot to kill. It's been the longest 30 days of my life. I receded more and more into myself, but thankfully, Gregory stepped up to help. Finally, the day came, and then the night. The inspector claimed his men would be ready, so I go to bed with a clear conscience. If I roam across the moonlit moors, the police would see me and shoot. As the moonlight grew stronger and stronger, I feel my strength growing. Hair covers my skin. My teeth become fangs. Once again, I'm roaming in the forest. Once again, a man flees before me. Why have the police not killed me? Rather, I only think to celebrate my catch, which I set about devouring with joy. No. No. No! I have done it again. And the police have failed. They failed. Why didn't they shoot me as I was leaving? Didn't they see I was a monster? I must be stopped. I must say...
What's the matter?
Just leave me be, Pobbs.
Please, sir. Inspector Corn has just arrived.
I must do what I must do. I must shoot myself. It's only right.
What the hell are you doing?
Sir, please, what is this about?
Stay away, both of you.
Walter, take a breath and give me the gun.
I must... kill a werewolf!
Inspector! Right here! In here, right here!
Get away from me! I must end it!
Whatever it is, whatever you've done will get you help.
Mr. Mallory!
Stay away, Inspector!
He's here to help. We're all here to help. Please.
Some of us are.
What do you mean?
For me! Finally! Thank heavens!
I don't know what any of this is about. Well, he just put down the gun.
Mr. Mallory, if you are what you think you are, then that gun and those bullets will be of no use.
Oh, they've got to be silver bullets to kill a werewolf.
Put down the gun.
Listen to him. Listen to me. Give it here.
Step away from him, Doctor.
I need silver bullets. I must kill the beast within me.
You've never hurt anyone, Walter. It was your cousin, Gregory. Dr. Mallory, get back.
Give me that gun right now.
Gregory, what are you doing?
Imbecile! Doctor, you stay where you are.
Gregory, stop!
We've got Officer posted outside combing the grounds. He won't get far.
What is going on here? I was...
A werewolf? Complete balderdash.
I don't understand.
Psychological manipulation from your cousin Gregory, sir.
I see.
What?
Oh, yes. Gregory Mallory. Psychiatrist, hypnotist, drinker, gambler, philanderer. Mr. Mallory, your cousin owed money to Faversham.
Faversham? But the woman...
Isabella Wells? Faversham's mistress. They were blackmailing him. What better way to wrap up his loose ends than to have you blamed for their murders? He'd been working on your subconscious mind for months in order to make you believe you committed those atrocities as a werewolf.
But I committed those...
You only think you did. You were hypnotized. He created dreams that were real to you.
So the family legend...
As the sergeant is fond of saying, poppycock. Forgeries. Manuscripts prepared to fool you by an expert, whom, by the way, we have under arrest. Gregory wanted you to kill yourself. He'd be the next of kin, and the fortune you'd stand to inherit would be all his.
But I...
And if you didn't kill yourself, he would have had you committed for insanity. Devious bastard.
How? Were you investigating him?
Actually, no. I was here to investigate Faversham for numerous activities connected with the Birmingham boys. Instead, I find a villain right out of a Sexton Blake story.
I don't believe it.
Your story at the station was... Well... But as the investigation continued, I found evidence linking your cousin to Faversham. When we observed him leaving the house last night, and your wandering the grounds, well... He made our case for us. That and his secretary sang like a Paris showgirl.
I don't think I'll ever be able to walk the moors again.
At least you still have that choice to make.
Inspector, we've lost him.
Blast it! No.
Please excuse me. Don't you worry, sir. We'll find him.
And just like that, I am free from my so-called curse. I still find it hard to believe. My only flesh and blood... I hope they catch him and crucify him.
Police lose Gregory on the moors. Walter worries about it every day for weeks. And then one night, Gregory's body is found by the well of an old abandoned house. The very house that Pops was born in. All torn to shreds. What do you have to say to that, Pops? Surprise! So there you have it. And you can have no more. Walter Mallory wasn't a werewolf. He was just another man who fell prey to myth and legend. Too bad, really. He's a far more interesting dinner guest when he eats with his hands. Pobs, however... Anyone out there still think werewolves are poppycock? Tune in next time when somebody in the vault says...
I've killed you before. I'll kill you again.
You'll hear from me again next time as well. If not in your nightmares tonight.
Ha 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 ha